Okay, the second is Avi Murray, Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas. The second is Daniela Shane about Yeshua Falk. Okay, good morning. Today we're going to have the Shir Parshas Vayakhel, the Pasuk of Lo Sivaru Eish Bechol Moshoseche B'Yom HaShabbos, which is a very important halacha, and that is the Isser of making a fire on Shabbos. You may can't make a fire on Shabbos. So we have to understand what this halacha is, and what about Yontif? That's the story on Yontif as well, and how it ties into. And we're already Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, so we could tie this in to Pesach as well. So the Rambam discusses here on page in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Yud Beis Hilchas Shabbos that Mavir is Chayiv, but it has to be with some positive thing. If you're just doing making a fire for destruction, so then that's derech hashchasa. That's mekalkel, and mekalkel is potter. It might not be mutter legamre, but it's like Rabbi Yagid would always tell us, it's still an issur drabanan. But to violate the Torah prohibition, there has to be a positive thing. So the Rambam says, if you take a fire and you put it on the wood, you have firewood. Whether it's to warm yourself up or to make to make light, you're chayiv. And similarly, if you take, say, metal, the Rambam writes, and you get it to, warm it up, and it glows, that's also chayiv, as well. You take metal and you also. So there is a fascinating machlokas between the Alter Rebbe and the Avnei Nezer. This is a classic machlokas between the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Avnei Nezer regarding the understanding of the Melacha of Mavir. And there are two ways to understand it. You see, when you're making this, you're being Mavir, right? So many, very often, two things are happening at this time. One is you're destroying the fuel, whether the fuel is gas, whether the fuel is wood. Kill your own Eitzim. You're destroying wood in this process. Now, if it's just to destroy wood for a damage, then we said that's mekalkel. That's not going to be chayiv on Shabbos, at least midaraisa. So, but you're doing it for a positive purpose. You're destroying, like we'll discuss when you're driving a car, right? So you're putting the foot on the gas, and you're putting your foot on the gas, and you're feeding the fuel into the fire. So there's going to be consumption. That's why you eventually going to need to fill up with gas, because you're destroying the fuel, but you're doing it for a positive thing. You're not being destructive. You're doing it for a positive thing for your car to move. So you're going to be chayiv on. One of my friends, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, said, and if you look in Rabbi Ribiat's book of the Lamed Tes Melachos, he discusses like how many averus you could get to drive a car on Shabbos, of because that's why we'll discuss driving a car on Shabbos is as Rabbi Ribiat, as Rabbi Shapiro pointed out, for Rabbi Ribiat is something that you can potentially get a lot of averus from. Okay. That's why I tell people, when their wives have to go into labor on Shabbos, so call, get an Uber. Don't drive yourself. I mean, pikuach nefesh is mutter, but if you here, you can get an Uber to do it, to do it and do it by a guy. So for sure, don't driving a car on Shabbos is a very chomerdika thing. So that's the question. So on one hand, you're destroying the fuel, but on the other hand, you're riboy or you're creating an excess of fire. So what is the ikur of the malacha? Is it the consumption? Is it the kilyon eitzim? Or is it the riboy esh, creating fire? What is the malacha of esh? So the Alter Rebbe held the ikur is the riboy esh. That if you light a candle on Shabbos, you light a candle on Shabbos, so what's happening? You're making a fire, but you're also going to consume the what? The candle. So two things are happening. Two things are happening. But what's the critical point? Is it the fire? The creation of the fire? The riboy esh? Or is it the kilyon eitzim? Or is it the destruction or the consumption of the fuel, of the candle, of the gas, of the wood, whatever it may be? So the Alter Rebbe held it's a din of what? The riboy esh. And the Avnei Nezer said the ikir is the kilyon eitzim. And what's the nafkamina? It's brought down. There's a piece in the Stipler. Rav Gutman in the Sefer brings it down. The Bachronim say this is relevant for lighting, turning on a light on Shabbos. Say you turn on a light on Shabbos, so it's gonna you're like we said you're gonna be mechamei esha. There's gonna be a metal thing inside that's gonna be glowing. So from the perspective of riboy or you create an or. But the question is there kilyon eitzim? In other words, when you light up the when you turn on the bulb, so like Rav Gutman had discussed in the Sefer, so then are you necessarily causing consumption of fuel or anything like that? You have the metal thing, which remains a metal thing. So that's why the Sefer Levushei Mordechai was a very big gadol in Hungary. Levushei Mordechai, not to be confused with the Levush Mordechai, which was the Slabodka Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. So in the yeshivish world, they heard of the Levush Mordechai. They never heard of Levushei Mordechai, and in the Hungarian world, they heard very much of the Levushei Mordechai, from Mordechai Winkler. So he, as Rav Gutman points out in the Sefer, says that perhaps if the whole idea is the consumption aspect, the consumption of the fuel, so maybe that's not happening over here, and therefore maybe it wouldn't be maybe only be a nisa d'rabbanan to turn on the light, right? Whereas from the perspective of the Alter Rebbe, that it's the glow, the esh, the fire that you make, then that would be an iser d'oraisa. So that's what, as Rav Gutman pointed out, this discussion of what's the ikur nekuda of turning on a light on turning doing havara on Shabbos, is it what? Is it the consumption of the fuel, or is it the what? Is it the creation of the fire could have enough gemina, as Rav Gutman points out in the Sefer Chaim L'Chag, not Chaim L'Chag, Talmud Malachos, that would be enough gemina. If you're creating fire, you're creating a glow, but there's no consumption, which could happen when you're turning on a light. And that's the machlokas over here. So the Stipler wrote a sefer called Birkas Peretz. I think that was his father's name. He's Birkas Peretz. And it's a sefer on Chumash. It's a sefer on Chumash that the Stipler wrote. So he wants to. So because normally, if you think about it, this is what the Levushei Mordechai says. When we use the word biur, we usually think of biur in the context of this consumption. In other words, as the a lot of times when you like in Bava Kamma, maver, hever, yaver esh, we speak about. So that's explains very well the idea that it's the focus is on consumption. And therefore, if there would be no consumption, maybe it wouldn't be an Issa D'oraisa. But the Stipler says, it's not a full riot. So a smach ba'alma. He says, I can tell you, I'll find you a pasuk in Chumash. Let's see if this is a good question. A pasuk in Chumash that will prove that the ikar of the word mavir is about the fire and not about the consumption. What do you think about that? That's what the Stipler is going to say. And what pasuk do you think he's going to bring?
I would ask Rabbi Meza which pasuk, because he's the
Yeah, Rabbi
Baal
Meza
Korah.
knows all the pasukim. He says it's a pasuk by the sneh. Hasneh bo'er ba'esh, v'hasneh einenu ukal. So what's happening by the sneh? It's bo'er ba'esh. There's a fire there, but there's no consumption, right? Because the snare was not consumed. So says the Stipler, all right, the afal pi sha'asneh lo nisraf mimenu klum, even though the snare is not being consumed, but still the word boer, siv shu boer ba'esh, mashmer d'gam ki aigavna nikra havara. So you see over here, this idea that you can that ein ha'esh soref klum mikol makom. So I'm reading the Stipler, even though it's not consuming, but still it's called havara, and that's a raya to the Alter Rebbe. That's a raya to the, but it's a whole discussion because we normally assume that we normally assume that the fire is the ikar, even if it's not. In other words, many poskim assume that it's a daraisa, right? When we turn on a light on Shabbos, because even though maybe there's no consumption of fuel in terms of, it's like it's not like a car where you're the gas is being consumed, but there's a glow. There's a glow. So if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, you don't need to have consumption. You just need the fire, the glow. In contrast to the Avnei Nezer, where and the Levushei Mordechai, who focus on the consumption, and therefore, if there's no consumption, there's no gas, or there's no firewood, or something like that, nothing is getting consumed. Then you can't call it Avara. And so that's the fundamental machlokes, whether lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom haShabbos. What's the core of the iser? Is it the creation of the fire, or is it the consumption of the fuel or the wood, etc.? And the nafkamina is where there won't be consumption of fuel, but there'll still be a glow. Will that be an iser daraisa like in the case of the bowl. There is a discussion when you Rav Gutman has in the Sefer Tal Melachos, when you driving a car, so there is a supposedly there's a spark, and the spark then goes into the thing. So if you hold it, there definitely is consumption. The question is there an eish? So Rav Gutman says that there's a the spark, but my question is, hold on a second, please. My question is whether how long does the spark last? In other words, usually in Hilchos Shabbos, to be a Melacha Daraisa, it has to have some type of kiyum. In other words, if it's something that just 1 second and it's gone, then that's a question whether that would even be an Issa Daraisa. So he writes with Gutman, he thinks the spark would make it an Issa Daraisa. I'm wondering whether the spark, the just lasts, I assume it just lasts very short, and then it fizzles out. So how that would work. But we generally assume, like Rav Gutman pointed out, most poskim seem to say like the Alter Rebbe. Most poskim seem to say like the Alter Rebbe
Didn't you
that
mention
the
the
beaker is the fire, and not the. But if you hold like the Avnei Nezer that it's the consumption, then for sure is consumption in. When you're driving a car, and that for sure would be a daraisa. So by the bulb case, so if you hold like the Alter Rebbe, that's going to be more chomer, because for sure there is the glow, but maybe not the consumption. But you hold from the car, then the consumption is for sure going to be a problem, and then the glow, one maybe could discuss whether that. Spark is considered a davar shel kayam or not, but either way, it's potentially could be an issur d'oraisa.
Excuse
On
me.
Yontif, on the other hand, on
Did
Yontif, we have
you
yes,
mention that the Rambam says it applies to metal, the globe?
yeah. So the Rambam says it applies to metal. So that's that's one of the rayas for the other side that. That it's a din, unless the Rambam speaks about when the like my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out that the mitzaref, in other words, you purify. So it could be that maybe there is some consumption because the impurities of the metal are getting removed. So maybe someone like Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out from what Rav Gutman said for. From this Rambam, that maybe that would be enough to be considered a,
Consumption.
consumption. Or maybe you'll say the other way that the Rambam is a proof to the Alter Rebbe's perspective that it's the ikir is the
That's
glow.
it. That's how it seems. Yeah, okay.
But there are two things on Yontif. On the other hand, on Yontif, so Havara, we hold Havara's mutter on Yontif. Meaning you can't make a new fire, but you could from a pre-existing you can. Why? Because we hold from the opinion of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel's shita is that he says mitoch that ochel, since ochel nefesh is mutter, then you're allowed to do things even for non-ochel nefesh. So mitoch shehutro l'tzorach ochel nefesh, hutro nami shelo l'tzorach. So therefore. You could have a fire on Yontif, but there's a din that many hold it's only a din d'rabbanan to light the match on Yontif. So on Shabbos, if you would light, take a match and light a candle on Shabbos, that would be an issur d'oraisa, according to everybody. According to the Alter Rebbe, you're making fire. According to the Avnei Nezer, you're gonna consume the candle. So either way, it's on Yontif. It's so on Yontif. we permit from a pre-existing, if it's a tzaruch yontif. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim about, yahrzeit candles on yontif. Yahrzeit candles on yontif. So some people light yahrzeit candles like on the 8th day of whenever they say yisk. Some people have the minhag that whenever there's yisker, they light a candle. Some don't have that minhag, and some are of the opinion that no. So some say that's considered a tzorech because it's near neshama or something like that, and some say maybe that's not called a tzorech. Maybe that's the Yerushalmi, the ner shel batala. It's something that a ner that doesn't create a purpose, a ner shel batala is not mutter because again on yontif it's mutter because of mitoch. You could that since it's mutter to have it ex to cook with a pre-existing fire, so too it's so it's mutter even to not to cook, even to use a pre-existing fire for something else, as long as there's a purpose. So the question is, what's called a purpose? So is a yahrzeit candle enough of a tzorach? So some people do it, and some people are more machmir, and they'll take a 3 day one and light it on Chol HaMoed for the 8th day. But okay, one has to ask his Rav, because
Rabbi, the original, I was told this, I forgot who said it, but the original idea of the yahrzeit candle is when shuls use candles as their light. When it was your
right. So
yahrzeit,
the
you'd bring the
yahrzeit candle
candle
was in the shul.
or lit in the shul, and it would add light to the
Right.
shliach
So the
tzibur,
question is
etc.
today that it's not the shuls, so
But the
that
same thing, like we like Shabbos candles for Shalom Bayis, there should be more light in the house. So why not yahrzeit candle adds light to the house? I'm just arguing that.
right.
So
So that's the question. So some do it. I think some hold. I think Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg might have discussed this once. The idea of that they would light it to learn Mishnayos, so they would be able to learn the Mishnayos for that. I think I might have heard the name of Rav Chaim
I
Yaakov
mean,
Goldberg this.
Bizman Azeh, with all these electric lights that we have, we don't necessarily need candles
Right,
to
so
light.
that's the question. That's why, Rav Schechter, Rav Abadi, they hold, maybe even Yontif candles is a question to light Yontif candles. Just forget Yahrzeit, forget Yisker, just regular Yontif. So the minute most people do light Yontif candles because they view it as still as a covered Yontif. But some, like Rav Schechter and Rav Abadi and others, think that maybe you shouldn't light separate candles because maybe that's not a tzorach, but some say maybe it still is a tzorach. So that's something, of a discussion of that thing. But Rav Schechter once pointed out there's a tshuva from Rav Avadi Yosef about driving a car on Yontif. Oh, by the way, before we get to that, the old minhag, and maybe some of you remember that. Today it's not, but in many Orthodox Frum families, they would light, turn on the light on Yontif, the electric light. That was a practice that people did. They turned on electric light on Yontif. In fact, I have here, not too long ago, they printed, the Aruch HaShulchan has tshuvas from the Aruch HaShulchan that was came out not too long ago, and in the tshuvas called Oral Yesharim that he says that He says, I'll read it to you. Mahadlik or halechri biyontif, ner lanias daiti lahatir. Because he viewed, they view, some viewed turning on electric not to be considered. Whereas on yontif, there's an isser, and maybe according to many, only the rabbanon to make a new fire, even though a new fire is also havara, so it should be mutter if it's a tzorach. But there's a din, like many hold, like Rav Shechter pointed out, many hold it's only a din to Rabbanan to create something new. So therefore, it became the practice based on this halacha that on Yontif, you can't strike a match, but you could transfer fire from one place to the other, even though when you're transferring from this to the candle, you're going to do Havara. Well, Kuli Alma, it's Havara, but Havara is mutter if it's Letzorach. But to make a new fire, then to strike a match on Yontif is also maybe only Issur d'Rabbanan, not Midin Havara, because Havara would be Mutter, but Midin Molid Eish. Like Rav Shechter explained, Molid Eish is a Din d'Rabbanan, you're not supposed to create anything new, even though technically it's not a Malacha on Yontif because Havara
Perfect.
is Mutter on Yontif if it's Letzorach, if it's
Is it
Letzorach
only
also.
also because it's, I heard that it's also on Yom Tov because of the it's more of a tircha to make a new ish than.
Yeah, so that right. So it's a question of what is there is a din of not Masechta Beitza of not creating a new fire. And the question is what's the gather of that? And according to many, it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. But the Aruch HaShulchan and others held that electricity is not considered new. It's considered you're just transferring the electrical current from the pre-existing source from the generator here. And that's just considered making from a pre-existing source. And that's why it was a common practice that even in, as I said, even in frum families, now it's not anymore. Now, I don't know anyone frum, anyone a Shomer Torah mitzvahs that turns on lights on Yontif. But there were, but in the old days probably precedes me, but the old days, even frum families used to turn on lights on Yontif, relying on. And you see, the Aruch HaShulchan has a tshuva where he writes, "Lahadlik or halechtri biyontif nir lanias daiti lahatir ve'ein zeh molid eish biyontif." It's not considered molid eish biyontif, etc. There is an opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to make. Fire on Yontif only for Ochel Nefesh because he doesn't hold from Itoch. That's why the Gemara says according to Beis Shammai, you wouldn't be able to burn chametz on the day of Pesach itself. That's a whole separate question that relates to our discussion from before of the question of what's of the Avninezer and the Avninezer and the Alter Rebbe. Okay. But yes, yeah, so, Rav Avadi Yosef has this tshuva that Rav Shapiro likes to point out about that Yontif, there's no Isser Havara if it's Letzorach, so then from that perspective, driving a car wouldn't have this Isser, but it still could be when you make the spark, that's considered lighting a match, and then that would be, but that would be much, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that would be much less. Lighting a match is only a derabanan. So from this perspective, as Rav Shechter pointed out from Rav Avadi Yosef, then from that aspect of driving the car, it might only be a derabanan. On Yontif, might be only a derabbanan on Yontif, but there might be, as someone else pointed out to me, there might be other, in terms of the electricity and things like that might be involved in the car. And Rav Avadi Yosef says many people hold erroneously that you can drive cars on Yontif because there's no Isser Havara, so it's Havara Letzorach, but so he's pointing out, no, that there still could be you're still making a new fire, so it'll still be usur. But the question is, the as Rav Shechter pointed out, it was according to many from based on Rav Avadi Yosef, there might be only a Drabanan, and therefore it would be much less. This is relevant, about people driving to the Seder, from the Seder, people who are not so religious and, drive. So there's obviously it's much more chomer when it's Shabbos. I'm not saying that Yontif you should drive, but with Shabbos, you have Havara. You have and Yontif Havara is mutter if it's Tzorech Hayom. But on the other hand, as Rav Avad Yosef, it's still a zilzal and it still shouldn't be done. No question about it. But the question is in the, people driving to the Seder when it's not a Shabbos. So obviously we're not trying to permit that or give it, it could be other Easter involved, but the driving on Yontif, as Shekhar pointed out from Rav Yosef, could be much less chomer than the driving on Shabbos. That's why there are people that used to take the train on Shabbos and Yontif. Obviously that's much more chal, just going into a train. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not saying it's a but the hierarchy of Isurim and driving a car is like that's up there. And like Rabbi Shapiro said from Rabbi Ribia, that could be, it's a tremendous amount of, as Rabbi Ribia pointed out, as Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out from Rabbi Ribia, that could be many, many Isurim on Shabbos. So that's like that if you get someone not to drive a car on Shabbos, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. And today, you have Ubers and things like that. So it's a big thing that, and there was always, they used to have this thing called turn Friday night into Shabbos. That was a big Kiruv thing. And the whole question was, but then they're going to come to the Shabbos meal at the shul, but then they're going to drive back. And there's a whole discussion whether you have to offer them a place. And, well, is it really, are they really not going to drive back? And, so in the city, you had the, people, could go by train. I'm not saying it's good to go by train, but it's much less chomer than when you're driving a car. Because driving a car is this lo sevara eish b'chol mosh v'seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. The Shalach HaKadosh says, to just conclude, there's a Derech HaDrush. He says, a remez of lo sevara eish b'chol mosh v'seichem is that, this is what he writes, le'eish ha-machloikas, ve'eish ha-kas, that there's a special prohibition not to have machloikas on Shabbos and not to get angry on Shabbos. Because that's the eish ha-machloikas and the eish ha-kas. I read to you from the Shalah. You should never get angry. You never have machlokas. But on Shabbos, because she came beyond Shabbos, because she ain't bore, because on Shabbos, we assume that the Eish of Gehenim doesn't, the people who are in Gehenim, they get off, they get a break on Shabbos. The Eish of Gehenim is not, but he says that a person is anger on Shabbos or machlokas. He says the Shalah, Gorim Lios, Hamasa Gehenim that causes the Eish of Gehenim to so Lo Sevara Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem means the special thing don't have machloikas on Shabbos and don't have it get anger on Shabbos. And sometimes in shuls that's when people congregate together and that's a time where people could have machloikas and could have get upset. So that's the special Azhara. Al Derech HaRemes. Besides the halachic discussion that we've discussed about not lighting a fire or not driving a car or all these things, but Lo Sevara Eish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem not to have the Eish Machloikis and the Eish of Kas on Shabbos. And especially it's interesting that the Pasuk begins by Shabbos, Vayakel Moshe, as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And we said, I said over to my Talmidim that, you know, it was Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, but there's an idea that Kol Yisrael gets together to hear drushes about Hilchos Shabbos and things like that. That's the kehila of Kol Yisrael. So, but whenever people get together, as we say, Shein She'ein Patsufeim Domim, Kach Ein Deyoseim Domim. But whenever people get together, you have two people with three opinions, you know, as the expression goes. So there's always, especially shuls are a place that sometimes are conducive to have machloikas, you know. So this is the pasuk of Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Moshvosecha B'yom HaShabbos, that you have to be careful on Shabbos not to have the Eish of the machloikas and the Eish of Kas. And that's Los Varesh. And it's interesting. There's one opinion in the Gemara that says that it's interesting that all of the Lamed Tes Melachos, none are mentioned in Chumash. Think about that for a second. It doesn't say not to write on Shabbos, not to plant on Shabbos. The only things that are mentioned is not to make a fire on Shabbos, and not to carry in Shabbos. But nothing else is mentioned explicitly. And there's one opinion in the Gemara that says it's only the lav. It's less chomer. It's only a lav. It's not skila. But whatever it may be, and I think if I'm not mistaken, the Ramban says lo sevar eish b'chol mosh v'seichem yom haShabbos is to tell me that don't think that because what do you normally use a fire for to cook? So don't think that just because cooking is mutter on Yontif, that it's mutter on Shabbos also. I believe the Ramban points this out. That lo sevar eish b'chol mosh v'seichem is to madgish that even though the havara is a separatist for besides Bishul, but that is I always tell people my sheet is the less fire the better. I told you Rav Moshe Feinstein had this kula that he allowed to turn off the fire on Shabbos in a gas, the old gas pilot light. So when on Yontif, did I say Shabbos? I meant Yontif. If I said Shabbos, I meant he allowed to turn it on. So if there's no electric starter, so then it's just, so on Shabbos, it's still awesome. It's on Shabbos, it's still awesome because it's Havara. But, and to turn it off, Shabbos, we're more machmir.
I was in Havara to turn off.
What?
I was in Havara to turn off.
But to turn it on, it's Havara because you're...
To turn it off on...
Right, to turn it off, right. To turn it off, so that could be Kibbutz. To turn it on is Havara. Say the old pilot light, gas stoves. So to turn it on, you're adding fuel into the fire, into the pilot light.
But
that's
his kula to turn it off, though, on Yom Tov is really no
His
difference.
Kula to turn it off is that it wasn't considered keyboard.
All right, so it's the same thing in Shabbos, too. It's no different Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah. So I don't know if he said on Shabbos. Yeshua's, he was preceded by the grandson of the Yeshua's Yaakov. The grandson, there's a sefer called Yeshua's Yaakov. It's one of the most chashuv svarim. Unfortunately, most people don't own it. But it's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes it on every other page. He always quotes from Yeshua's Yaakov. Today, most people don't have a Yeshua's Yaakov in their home. What can I tell you? Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum once told me that he was the librarian at YU from 1948 to 1998. He says he thinks that the Chofetz Chaim used the Strashon library. There was a Strashon library. Strashon is the family of the Rashash in Vilna, the Strashon library in Vilna. And he believed that the Chafetz Chaim used that library to write the Mishnah Berurah. So, because there they have a lot of Sfarim. In fact, somebody recently wrote a book of what happened to the Sfarim of the Strashon library.
Yeah, I'm
ever wondering
yeah.
what happened yeah. to the Sfarim of the Strashon library. Someone wrote a book about this.
Yeah,
some
they
are
mostly
spell, some got lost, whatever.
Right. They, a lot of them went to YIVO, according to the book.
Yeah.
And not so legally either.
Yeah, so the Chafetz Chaim had Sfarim that most people don't own today. Like, how many people own the Yeshuas Yaakov? Or how many people own a Mamar Mordechai in your house, right? And the Mishnah Berurah is quoting these books on every page. And people today don't even own these Sfarim. So he said he had that. So the Yeshuas Yaakov, his grandson in the back, he's the one that applied it even to turning off the on Shabbos as well. But that much we try, you know, we don't, I don't know. When they, you know, Ramosha said it wasn't Kiboy, so Chorin should, like Rav Abadi pointed out, should apply on Shabbos as well. But Shabbos, we don't start up with Shabbos. But so, and other people disagree and say that you shouldn't turn off with on Shabbos either, on Yom Tov either. Okay, that's a separate discussion. But turn it on. That was so. Havara is also on Shabbos for sure, and Yontif, it's mutter because there was a pre-existing. If there's a pilot light, then there's a pre-existing fire. And to turn it off, Rav Moshe permitted on Yontif, at least on Yontif. Maybe technically Shabbos should be applied also, but they say he permitted on Yontif. So that's why it's, you know, this Yontif is a 3-day Yontif, and it's a long time, 3 days. So some, you know, would be interested in using that Rav Moshe's Kula. Again, not everyone agreed to Rav Moshe's Kula, etc. But these are some of the aspects of Lo Sevara Eish B'chol Moshvoseichem B'yom HaShabbos in Halacha and Agada, and they're both very, very important. So something that comes up a lot, in Havara, and what the idea of using light bulbs, things like electric, all these things. So I wish you a good Shabbos. Lo Sevara Eish B'chol Moshvoseichem B'yom HaShabbos. One should have a Simcha Dika Shabbos with your family and your community. Mm-hmm. And Be'ez Hashem.